When One Nation leader Pauline Hanson made her return to federal politics, she was considered a force to be reckoned with. Her party had four seats in the Senate, creating a powerful voting bloc. But her power is diminishing following news Brian Burston is quitting the party. In a statement, the New South Wales senator says his relationship with Senator Hanson is irrevocable. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, the spectacular fallout between Pauline Hanson and Brian Burston was very public, and now that relationship has come to an end. What reasons has Brian Burston given for leaving?
Well, the New South Wales senator has pointed to what he says are his humble beginnings, values and principles instilled in him by his parents, and that's what's led him to quit One Nation. He's released a statement this morning confirming his intentions, but he's refusing to do any media interviews today. Now, of course, this all dates back to that extraordinary public spat between Pauline Hanson and Brian Burston earlier this month that showed just how toxic the relationship was, and it was all over company tax cuts because One Nation initially agreed to support the government's plans. Then Pauline Hanson took back that support. However, Brian Burston wasn't happy with that. He said he shook, the hand of Senator Matias Cormann and said he'd support it, and as a result, he would go against what One Nation had decided. Now, as a result, Pauline Hanson demanded he resign from the party. He refused. However, today we were expecting to happen at some stage. It was just a matter of Brian Burston doing it on his own terms, and in that statement that he released today, he said his relationship with Senator Hanson is irrevocable and the best way to serve New South Wales voters with honour and integrity is to resign from One Nation and now sit as an independent.
And of course, that means that Senator Hanson's powerful voting bloc of four is now two. What does this mean for the government?
Yeah, well, it's all about maths when it comes to the Senate. The crossbench is both a hindrance and blessing for the government because, of course, if Labor isn't supporting legislation, the government has to go to the crossbench to get 8 out of the 10 to support any key bills. Now, initially, we had the four for the One Nation Party. Senator Hanson lost Fraser Anning when he came in to replace Malcolm Roberts. Now Brian Burston has said he has to go as well. So in some ways, it not only reduces the significance of One Nation as a voting bloc, but it could actually make the government's sort of attempts to get legislation passed harder because they're having to deal with more individuals rather than groups. Now, as for the significance of the party now in the government's eyes, the chief negotiator, Matias Cormann, was asked on this today, but as you can expect, he didn't weigh too much into it.
I'm not a commentator. There are 10 Senate crossbenchers. We will continue to engage with all of those 10 non-government crossbench senators with courtesy and respect.
Matias Cormann there. And Stephanie, have we heard any reaction from Pauline Hanson or her remaining colleague, Peter Georgiou?
So Senator Hanson is currently overseas, but messages have been left with her office to find out whether she was alerted to Brian Burston leaving the party. As for the final and only colleague that's left in the One Nation Party, Peter Georgiou, he's unavailable for comment today.
Stephanie Boris, thank you.